Electric. Kendall Electric is a company, is a very large supporter of FIRST Robotics, as well as many employees like myself are very involved in the volunteering piece. So the important thing that I do is work for Kendall Electric, because without me working for Kendall Electric, I don't get to spend time doing FIRST Robotics.
Yeah.
If I could spend my time doing all FIRST Robotics stuff without working for Kendall, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
I really hope the boss isn't listening now.
So. I like it. I like that. So I absolutely love it. As I've said before, Tim, my son is involved and has been involved in robotics for a long time. And that's how I first got involved in robotics. I had no idea until I actually went to a match to experience what was happening. You know, I saw them in the build process of putting it together, and then we went to a competition, and I walked into this huge gymnasium, and I was like, wow. I mean, I was completely and absolutely blown away at what I experienced. I had no idea. I'd never been to one.
And so that was in Minnesota, correct?
Yeah, it was in Minnesota.
So Minnesota, was that a high school event? It wasn't a high school gymnasium. The reason I ask is because some of the events started out in what they call the regional. So it's a larger arena, a little bit larger than what we do here in the state of Michigan. All of the competitions that we hold, with the exception of the state championship, are held in high school gymnasiums. And I would go on record as saying you probably have not seen as much excitement in a gymnasium as a gymnasium that is packed to the gills with robotics mentors, family, students, just having a great time. It's an exciting experience.
Now, before we get into on to introduce and get the kids on here, but where can they go to find out a little bit more? And you're going to explain a little bit more about FIRST Robotics, but where can people go to find some pictures of a robotics competition that they could see?
So probably the very first place to start out would be the website, the global website headquarters, which is firstinspires.org. So firstinspires.org. That website is the national. You can also take a look at firstinmichigan.org, which focuses on all the competitions and all the teams that are in Michigan first. Michigan is more than just a national leader. Michigan is pretty much a worldwide leader in the number of teams that we have in the state of Michigan participating in this high school level. We have, I think, 455 teams this year.
Wow. That's impressive. Well, fill us in a little bit about FIRST Robotics a little bit more, and then let's start introducing and start talking with the coaches and the mentors and the kids.
Okay, so FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Mm-hmm. Age-specific competitions, we've had a couple of competitions over the last couple of months at the lower age levels, but we're going to focus right now primarily on the FIRST Robotics competition, which is high school age students.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we go throughout this season, there's a couple of different tenets of FIRST. One of the ones that I want to hit on that really is what inspires me to be a part of FIRST, and that is the term gracious professionalism. And I think I'll let the students and the mentors talk about that. But you and I were raised to basically, it's the golden rule, do good unto others.
Yep.
So you can call it whatever name you want, but it's treating people with respect. You want your opponent to do as well as they possibly can. You would rather win the competition, but you don't want to win it at their failure.
Right.
So that's, if you capture what gracious professionalism is, that's what it is and what it means in the real world. And if you walk into an event, the number of instances of gracious professionalism you will see, pretty remarkable. And I think we're watching the CNN or whatever the news thing that's happening right now, with everything else that we see in the world, to get a little bit of that, I think, is actually a good thing. It's a very refreshing thing to walk out of an environment. So for this week, gracious professionalism, that's the term I want people to think about. And if they come to an event, look for it, because it won't be very hard to find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to switch microphones over. Why don't you go ahead and introduce who we've got in the studio here, and I'll let you slide that mic over. You take mine.
Okay. There we go. So it's musical microphones. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the two mentors from Team Ramageddon, Team 4855 out of South Haven, and the Bionic Bison, Team 5535 out of New Buffalo. And Rob, I think we're going to be gentlemen, and we're going to say ladies first, and we're going to let Kim start. Maybe introduce us and talk to us a little bit about South Haven Robotics. Mm-hmm.
So my name is Kim Wise, and I'm a co-coach for the team this year, along with Kevin D, who works for South Haven Public Schools. I started off as a parent. My son, Tony, who's on the show tonight, he was a first-year member. He started off as an eighth grader on the team, and so 5 years ago, South Haven started their program, and so I just started as a parent. And as a lot of people will tell you, you get sucked into it more and more and more each year. So last year, I was able to do some mentor with the marketing team, and then this year, I stepped up and I'm a co-coach for the team this year, which I absolutely love. So again, South Haven Robotics, Team 4855, we've been around for 5 years, and I'm very impressed with the group this year and just the work ethic. They've been going at it 7 days a week ever since January 6th with kickoff. We finally got this past Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and we all took a little rest there. But yeah, they've been going at it 7 days a week.
And when we get to the section where we have some of the students talk, I want, Tony, this is you. You have to remember this. We're going to talk about the build season and what the build season is. So we'll come back to what Mom was saying there. And then also, if you could maybe just highlight a little bit, Kim, because we're talking about robotics. Mm-hmm. But you said this marketing thing. Mm-hmm. What? Tell me just a little bit about why that's important.
It is. There's a lot of money that's involved with this as far as paying for these competitions and building the robot. And we got to feed the kids every night, too, and T-shirts. And if they're traveling, there's a lot of money that needs to be raised. So we have a great marketing team. And I think Maddie or Skooka is going to talk a little bit later about what they've done with marketing this year as far as exceeding goals that they had. So really proud of marketing, what they've done, and just even things outside of our regular season. Our marketing team was involved with icebreakers this year, which I'll let the kids talk about later.
Okay, excellent. So let's bring on air then Rob. Rob, I'll let you introduce yourself and how you became involved with the FRC team, because it's a unique story. It's different than most that we hear. So we'll let you talk a little here.
Hello, my name is Rob Houck. Basically, our school wanted to start a team, and they didn't have anybody that could fill that position. So one of the teachers came up to me and said, hey, we've got this grant. We want to start a team. We need a body to fill the seat. And I'm like, okay. And so they kind of threw me in, and I've been in love with it ever since.
So what do you do professionally? What's your background?
I have a degree in worship theology, so I do ministry with a lot of kids through churches and stuff. And I also do part-time sub work, and I also do woodworking. So that's what I do.
So, and the reason I bring that up is to highlight that we talk a lot about, in FIRST, about engineers and the technicians and the technologies. It's basically people with a passion, and the outreach portion is a large portion of that, and anybody from any walk of life. And I would think that, how much have you learned from the students versus them from you?
Quite a bit. I've learned, it goes both ways. It's a two-way street. I've learned a lot from some of the students. It wasn't until this year I really started understanding coding. And the kid behind me, he's our head coder, and he started teaching me coding. So, yes, it's a two-way.
Does the kid have a name?
Josh.
Okay. just wanted to make sure we knew who Josh was. So, maybe if you guys could talk a little bit about, we talk about this large growth of number of teams, 455 teams in the state of Michigan. In our area, 15 teams that I can think of. But in the last year, we've lost two teams that came on, became a rookie all-star, had success, and then kind of fizzled out. So maybe talk a little bit, Rob, about how you sustain, and then maybe even Kim, you can add to that.
Okay. This year, we've actually almost tripled our team size.
The number being?
We're at 18 kids roughly right now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And first year and second year, we had six. So this is a major change for us. Part of the reason is we opened up the doors to the middle school. We come from a very small school, so we don't really have the finances and the team or school size to have a middle school and high school team. So we opened up our doors to the middle school, and a lot of the kids joined in to learn the skills.
Okay. And Kim, how about you guys?
I would say we're about the same. We're at 18 students on our team, and what I love is this year we have 8 of them are female. So we got 2 that are working on the build team this year, and that's the first time we've had females on build team. So really impressed with them. We had a growth, I think it helped out because with Tony being on the team and then Maddie is his sister, who's with us tonight too. And so basically I forced them to come with me tonight. But Maddie enjoyed these competitions so much that she went out and recruited a lot of her friends. And so this year we're really heavy on sophomores. Tony's the only senior on the team. We have a couple juniors, but a lot of sophomores. So we're really pushing them to reach out to the younger students. We go out to the middle schools and we do demonstrations to them. We're doing an open house tomorrow night at the high school at 6:30 p.m. We're really hoping we'll get a lot of students to come to that as well.
So at 6:30 p.m., South Haven High School.
Correct.
Okay, excellent.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We're going to come up on a break here. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. It's Ray Gustafson and Tim Denai. Robotics Roundtable on WSJM, brought to you by Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. These are the businesses, the companies that support robotics here in Southwest Michigan, and we appreciate them making this possible to be able to put this show on and promote robotics here in Southwest Michigan. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable in a couple of minutes right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. It's Robotics Roundtable at 6:20 on a Tuesday evening. And it's Ray Gustafson here along with Tim Dunai in the WSJM studio tonight. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, Lakeshore Public Schools as well. Tim, coming up on the break, you talked with the mentors a little bit, and we've kind of changed seats around a little bit in here, and we moved the mentors back, and we brought the kids up, and it's time to kind of hear about them and the build process, and so I'm going to hand the microphone over to you because you do a whole lot better job than I do talking with the kids and getting them all fired up. So here we go.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we're back, and already it's kind of been a little bit of a disappointment in season number two. I'm going to let Maddie introduce herself, first of all.
I'm Maddie Wise from South Haven High School. This is my second year on the team, and I'm a sophomore.
And so the disappointment isn't that Maddie's here, but Maddie, we've already had a technical error in the show, and you wanted to take that opportunity to highlight what your mentor slash mom got wrong. So if you would, please give us an update.
Well,
nice and close to that microphone.
Well, before the break, my mom, our mentor, mentioned that we have an open house tomorrow night, but it is actually Thursday night at 6:30.
Okay, so that's Thursday night, 6:30, South Haven, in case you had already planned that family trip for tomorrow night. So thank you very much for correcting, Mom. I'm sure that'll be something to talk about on the way back to South Haven. So, Maddie, you said, did I catch you right? First year?
Second year.
Second year, okay. And what are you involved with specifically on the team?
I am on the marketing team.
Okay. So a little bit of work with mom and the marketing team.
Yep.
That's why she gave that look over a little bit. We're going to continue around the table. Let's let you guys introduce yourselves and a little bit about how long you've been with your team.
All right. My name is Joshua Shaner. I'm with New Buffalo Bionic Bison, Team 5535. This is my second year, and I'm a junior.
You're a junior. And what do you do specifically on the team?
I'm head programmer.
Head programmer. Okay. So you're the guy at the back of the pits that nobody wants to talk to. And that's right. Because you're just going to end it all for everybody. You just put the robot into the wall. So, well, thanks. Thanks for coming.
All right. I'm Alexis Skuka. This is my second year of robotics. I am with Ramageddon 4855. I am a sophomore, and I'm on the build team this year.
On the build team. So this is one of the new build team members that we were talking about having. So when you do the build, some of the things that we do within FIRST and just even within the industry is we start out with our plans that are done on CAD. Are you familiar with? Have you utilized CAD? How do you do that with the build process at all?
I'm familiar with CAD, but I not as strong with CAD as some other people on our team. There's Trevor Vincent, who is like our main person that does CAD, and he was basically doing that all season this year.
So do you have to get the information from him and be able to take what he's designed and basically bring that to life in the build process? Is that correct?
It goes a little bit both ways. Like, he'll get some measurements from us and basically CAD up what we have, so
okay,
we'll know how it works.
So that's one of the things we'd like to highlight as we go through. There's so many different pieces, and what we find out is that nobody is just a build person or just a CAD person or just a programmer. If those three groups do not work together, we can have arguments about whose fault it is that the robot doesn't move, and we never want to get to that point in time. So we're going to continue with our next visitor here.
I'm Bailey Farrell with the New Buffalo Bionic Bison, Team 5535, and this is my first year. It's been a great year.
So we're going to continue around in a bit, but I want to talk to Bailey just a bit here. We had asked beforehand, what were you thinking that FIRST Robotics was going to be like when you first signed up, and what is it now?
I thought it would be a lot calmer, but it's very stressful, and the people don't always get along, but they seem to pull through normally.
Which would be, Ray, is that kind of typical of what you've found in your career, anything we do in life?
Yeah, I don't think, in the radio industry, none of us get along. We fight constantly. Obviously, and it's funny that you mentioned that, Tim, because we talked about this last year, and you and I have talked about it a couple of times, too, about, you know, it's a great work experience for preparing you for the workforce. Because I mean, I love everybody that I work with here. There's 54 people that work at these radio stations, and I love each and every one of them. But you know, sometimes you're going to butt heads with some people, and you're not going to get along with them, and that's okay, because sometimes you have a different point of view about things, and it's a great learning experience for you.
And just to clarify, you did not call Lewis a butthead.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Not in front of his face.
There we go. And that piece where they just seem to pull together and everyone seems to get things done, I go back to the gracious professionalism piece. You're going to have differences of opinion. And if you don't have those differences of opinion, sometimes if I have an idea about a certain piece of code that I think might work, and Josh takes a look at it and says, no, I don't think so, I may have to stand up for myself a little bit to get Josh to see, oh, I can see how that may help us. So both people in that particular case have to show a little bit of gracious professionalism. So Tony, we said we're going to talk a little bit about the build season, and I put that on you, and I think that may go back to a little bit of Bailey's stress. So maybe talk to everybody and introduce them to what in the world this build season is.
It is the 6 weeks of chaos is how I would describe it. We find out what the challenge is for this year. We have to come up with the design for this challenge, how we're going to get the money for it, and how we're going to go at this challenge, because there's so many different ways you can come at these different obstacles and come up with new ideas to do it. So it's just a lot of chaos and trying to figure out how to make this work in 6 weeks.
So tell me a little bit about how you found out, how everybody in this room found out about the challenge, and what is the challenge for this year?
Well, the challenge for this year is a steampunk themed event where you have to take these 5-inch wiffle balls and shoot them into a boiler, and there's these 10 to 12-inch gears that you have to be able to pick up and put them on a peg, and then lastly, you have to be able to climb up a rope and be able to suspend yourself in the air.
So what I was hearing as you were saying that is you have to be able, but Alexis, we're not talking about a you/human. This is a robot, right?
Yes, but we control it, and hopefully it does what we say.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so the piece I wanted to highlight there is everybody finds out about this game worldwide at the same time. We had a reveal back in January, I think, as Kim had alluded to, January 6th or 7th. We had a reveal at Lake Michigan College. We had over 400 people at Lake Michigan College for the reveal. I want to say off the top of my head, we had 24 teams that came in. They found out about what the competition was. And from that moment, you're strategizing. You're given a manual. How thick is that manual if you print it out? 2 or 3 inches? So these students dive into what is the best strategy? How am I going to get the most points? And based upon how many points am I going to get, what's the highest risk, the greatest reward? And then they put together a strategy about how are we going to build our robot? And that's me summarizing it, not having participated in that discussion. So we're going to jump back to Maddie a little bit. And, you know, what do you hear as, because you're part of the marketing group, how much are you involved in that strategy piece that first day at kickoff?
Well, the first day at kickoff, we all find out together. And once our team comes together to start planning ideas, they do take into account our perspective from marketing. It's not just build and programming off by themselves doing it all. We threw in some ideas, and throughout the season, we make sure to communicate between teams that our ideas aren't going unheard.
So, Bailey, as a new member of the team, what I'm curious about is, you're sitting there, and Josh has got his ideas because he's a second year, so he's got so much more experience by 1 year over you. Did you have a voice in that discussion when you're talking about the strategy for the robot?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of voice in it. They kind of listened to me because I've pushed my way to the top.
So gracious professionalism with a little bit of attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't ask earlier, but just by show of hands, had anyone participated in either first Lego League or first Tech Challenge at all? No. So we didn't have any there. And what those are the first Tech Challenge, Ray, is the middle school competition. And then Lego League is the upper end of the elementary school. And the reason I asked that is because I've dealt with and talked with quite a few teams where we're starting to see this exposure to the middle school or the Lego League. So that reveal process for some of the high school students, if it's the first time, like it was here for Bailey, it's a little bit overwhelming. You're drinking from a fire hose to get all that information and try to sort it out. But what we found is some of the kids who participate at the middle school level, the moment we've had that reveal, they're already programmed for, I need to get into the manual, I need to find out. They start this research process, which is all a part of the science, technology, engineering, and math pieces that are very good about first.
Absolutely. So, well, we're coming up on a break here, Tim, on Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. And when we come back, Tim, don't we normally give the kids a little chance to kind of say something about themselves and give a shout out? So I think we will do that when we come back from the break. It's Robotics Roundtable. We are kicking off our show. We'll be here every Tuesday night throughout the robotics season here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Brought to you by Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll take a break. Be back in a couple of minutes right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. 6:35, News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Ray Gustafson and Tim Dunai here in the studio and also on Facebook Live if you'd like to follow along. This is Robotics Roundtable. Every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 throughout the robotics season, we will be talking robotics. And we've got kids in the studio. Check in on our Facebook page if you'd like to see what's going on. You can see the kids. Everybody can, you know, wave to the camera and say hi to everybody. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by some good people. Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and Kettering University. Glad to have those guys on board as well. Want to make sure we mention all of the sponsors. These are the businesses that support robotics here in our part of the state, and they believe in this, and they're the ones helping make this broadcast possible so that we can take the opportunity to promote robotics and FIRST Robotics Program. As I mentioned, Tim Dunai along with me as we were last year. Tim, we got this started last year. It was almost a last minute thing as we got together and we're like, how can we do this? How can we support robotics? And so we got together and with a couple of other people here from the station, and we managed to put this show together. And we really didn't know what we were going to be doing. We just kind of made it up as we on the fly, which is exactly what we're doing again this year because it worked last year. And so, you so graciously brought up, you brought in teams every single week, which is what we're going to do throughout the rest of the season here. And tonight, who do we have in the studio with us?
So tonight is Team Ramageddon, South Haven Robotics, Team 4855, and then Team 5535, the New Buffalo Bionic Bison, excuse me. Getting old there. Forget, guys, for a second. So I'm glad that we had these two teams on to start the season because they're teams that we've talked a little bit about earlier, how they were, you know, a little bit small and then grew. And then through growing, they found that, you know, each of them have a different place, but they can work together as a team. And that's the strengths of FIRST. It really is. And as we've talked about in the past, those are skills that these students will be able to take as they get done with school and into their career, whatever that career may be. So I think they're learning some great things. Speaking of, you know, kind of doing things on the fly, last year we had something that just kind of came up spontaneously.
Yes.
I threw a shout out to one of my sons and then found out that the other son didn't like it. So, but we gave the students an opportunity to give a quick shout out. So I'm going to just win with the trump card right here. And that is, I spend a lot of time with FIRST Robotics, and it's a passion of mine. Anybody who's seen me at an event or talked with me know that I get very passionate about it. And the lady that lets me do that is my wife, who's at home listening to the radio now. And when I get home, I'm sure she's going to tell me I did a great job, but then she's going to hand me the honey-do list. But she knows it's not going to be touched until the end of April, until we're done with competition. So thank you, Melinda. And then we're going to start with Tony, and we'll work around the table. Just somebody you want to give a shout-out to.
I actually want to give a shout out to all the parents who received that dreaded phone call from their kids when they found out that no one signed up for food tonight and they need to bring something in.
Very good. Thank you. Bailey?
I'd like to give a shout out to one of our captains who was supposed to be here today, Mr. Noah Sharam, who's too busy to come.
Wow. Very nice. Alexis?
I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. D for never getting my name right, even though he's known me for a couple of years now, and all of our mentors.
Very good.
I'd like to give a shout out to Mark Washington from Lakeshore's team for helping me with coding.
Very good. Very good.
I want to give a shout out to my amazing marketing team. They've done an amazing job this year.
Yeah, we got Tim. We got the mentors want to do a shout out too. So. Sure.
I would like to give a shout out to our two bigger sponsors, JR Automation and Creative Manufacturing and Warehouse.
And I would like to give a shout out to our platinum sponsors, Energy, Vibracoustic, and Apex Control, and also my husband, who's been keeping up with all the laundry while I've been with the kids every night. Thank you, honey.
Wow. I think we bookended that quite well, Kim. There we go. There we go. So during the break here, there was a little bit of discussion. Lewis, who's the man on the operating panel here, he is making sure this radio show goes flawlessly, as long as Ray shows up, because we did have an experience last year where Ray wasn't here, and Lewis and I proved that we're getting paid exactly what we're worth, and that's nothing. So, but Lewis brought up something we wanted to ask the South Haven team about, the heat gun. So maybe Tony or Alexis, you guys want to jump in on that?
So what happened is we were experimenting around with some of the tools that we had, and we noticed that we had a heat gun. Now, we don't do any of the shrink wrapping for our wiring anymore, so we thought, what can we do with this? Well, we had some bread, so we decided to see if we could make toast out of it, and it was the best toast you could ever make.
We also made, I believe we made grilled cheese one night. We made marshmallows, and what was the other thing we made?
Nachos.
Nachos. Yeah, pretty
you
good.
Made nachos with this heat gun? I love it.
So remember that skill set when you get to college. And you could be, you know, a heat gun's probably not allowed in the dorm, but maybe an iron for grilled cheese. Those are things you will always remember there. So excellent. And that shows, you know, a little bit of the ingenuity of some of these kids. And probably one of the things I think is the greatest, and I would say that the mentors would agree with me, is as we get older, we tend to start living in a box, and we kind of think, well, that's outside my limitations. I cannot do that. What I never hear at a first event is I can't. Usually it's, well, we can try to do it this way. And so speaking about that a little bit, Maddie, as the marketing person, what have you seen from the outside looking in at the build team, the code team, and specifically about that, how they kind of work together and figure out a way to get things done?
Well, our build team and coding team are very good at communicating with each other. Of course, they always have some different ideas at times, but they always overcome it, and we've put together a really good robot this year.
Well, all our teams work pretty well together. Basically, the build team like says, hey, let's try this, and then the coding department says, we'll try it, and then we just kind of experiment for couple days or so trying to figure out how to work it.
So Josh, do you find that, you know, the coding team, the build team, is there one that is dominant or I should say leads the discussion or kind of wins all those things, or is it more of a working together thing?
It can be both at certain times, but sometimes it's usually the build team's like, all right, we already build it, we just need it programmed, and they just like, come on, just test it out for me. And then,
so we just need it programmed. There's a couple of people that are listening, I'm sure, that are that I know through business, and we have this world. My son is a mechanical engineer, so he thinks that he's built everything. But until us controls engineers, programmers breathe life into their box, it's nothing. So that little bit of a statement there about, come on, just get it going, just program it. Like programming just happens like that. So.
Right.
Alexis, what have you seen being a part of those teams? I mean, the communicating, the working amongst each other. You're part of the build team, but then there's also that piece where you need to communicate.
Well, I mean, we get along pretty well. I mean, the only problem we may have is like a tight space and getting a little crowded, late nights, maybe a little cranky. But, no, we get along pretty well, and most of the time, the programming works with the build, so we all have, like, share the ideas, and no one gets the short end.
Very good. So Bailey, here's my question for you then. We talked a little bit about that build season, and Tony highlighted it, but the build season came to an end on February 21st, and what that means is we put a robot into a bag. So talk a little bit about from both, I think I didn't get to see the New Buffalo team at the Coloma practice, but were you guys at Coloma for the practice? So I got quite busy and tried to talk to each of the teams, but I know I saw the South Haven team there. What happened from Saturday the 18th of February until the 21st of February when you had to put that robot into a bag and say, we're done with our six-week build process. Bailey?
Well, we got into a few problems right at the end, like being overweight or some things just not wanting to work. So it became very stressful.
So wouldn't you say it's overweight? Is there a weight limitation that you can be for the robot?
Yeah, the weight limitation is 120 pounds, and we were like 0.6 over.
0.6 out of 120 pounds. So,
yeah.
So do we just find the largest object and rip it off, or what do we do?
We think about, like, what can we replace with lighter things. We have 3D printers in our school that we use for a lot of our parts because it's a lot lighter than metal parts, and that helps with the weight.
Okay. South Haven, Tony, do you guys have 3D printing capabilities?
Currently, we only have the small 3D printing for plastics, nothing that you'd want to use on the robot if you don't want it to break within the first match.
Okay.
But next year, I believe we are getting a carbon fiber cutter. So that will be very nice.
Very cool.
For the other team members that I don't get to enjoy.
So as the senior guy, you're always looking back about what's the benefit for the next group coming through. Because even as you start out as say your second year on the team, Josh, you probably already have to kind of recruit who the replacement is for you. You're already obsolete. So are you involved with recruiting to the younger students?
Yeah, I have three coding people that are below me that I'm just trying to teach them how to do everything so that way when I leave, they can take over.
And by below you, you mean they're younger than you. You don't mean you're that much better.
No,
than them,
right? I just mean they're younger.
Okay. So they freshmen?
Yeah, they're the middle schools that are technically freshmen.
Okay. And do you find that they have a good understanding of coding and they can jump right in and learn by what you're teaching them?
They can usually jump right in because I had them do a Code Academy and learn the basics of Java. And then I just started doing it in front of them, put it up on a screen, and then they're able to jump right in afterwards and help me debug the program.
So from a programming standpoint at South Haven, Tony, did you say you're on what part again?
I'm on build.
You're on build. So programming expertise in the room for South Haven. So you can say all the bad things you want about them. But,
yes, I can.
But have you seen also a very similar thing with what Josh does, where there's some teaching of the programming?
Yeah, our main programmer right now, he's teaching his brother how to code, and he's doing really well with it right now, so that's really nice. And I believe he's shown some others a little bit about it, just in case they're not there, that we can sort of have an idea of what's going on.
Excellent, excellent. Ray?
Yeah, it's 6:47 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I got a quick question. Before we started the show here, we were sitting in the lobby bringing the kids in, and a couple of you raised your hands that you were nervous. Are you guys still nervous? Are you guys doing okay? Nope, you kind of wore off a little bit? That's fantastic. That is, Tim, I want to talk about that when we come back from the break, a little bit about the nervousness of some of the kids and how they kind of, just doing this and how the program kind of gets them out of their comfort zone a little bit. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. It's brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools, all bringing you Robotics Roundtable. We'll take a break, be back, talk more with the kids next on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable here on WSJM. We are live on the air, as we will be every Tuesday night throughout robotics season. Tim, take us through April, I think, is when we're going to, early into May. We'll be here every Tuesday night from 6 to 7. But we're also on Facebook Live. So if you go to Facebook, go to WSJM, you'll see we've got the video streaming right now. And your comments are appreciated on the Facebook live stream. So if you've got something that you'd like to say, or if you've got a question, you can pose it on our Facebook page, and we can ask it to the kids here that are here for a Robotics Roundtable. All brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Tim Dunai is joining me as usual, as we did last year, and going to hand it back over to Tim. And before we make sure we talk about the St. Joe competition coming up next week as well, because we want to talk about that. And then a little bit about college and careers and how the robotics program, FIRST Robotics, helps to prepare kids for that. And I want to get some of the ideas from some of the kids as well.
Great. Thank you again, Ray. So every Tuesday, and then also next week we're going to do a special one. We're going to do a live broadcast. All of them are live, but we're going to do one from the event. We did the St. Joe event last year, and that proved to be pretty exciting. We had the Edwardsburg team on, and we had a team from Sutton's Bay. We had a team locally that couldn't make it, so we just said, give us the team that's the furthest away. And we had a great interview there, so we're going to do that live from the St. Joe event. We'll pick out the time, and we'll give you specific information on that one for next week. Specifically about the St. Joseph event that's coming up, and I think in the room, that's the first competition for each of these teams. So next week at this time, these guys will not look as relaxed because they're getting ready for that first competition. But that competition at St. Joseph High School, that is a Friday and Saturday, that is open to the public. There is absolutely no charge. You can come in, support the teams, go into the gymnasium to see the competition. That's the hook. But then once you're in, come into the pits and go to in the field house and go talk to these teams as they get through running 12 matches and having their robot fall apart and rebuild it. And how do we strategize? It's an amazing thing to see. There's some ingenuity, and I think it'll be well worth the time. So if you get a chance, and if you're interested in participating as a volunteer, definitely reach out to us. You can reach out to the radio station, contact the Average Joe's robotics team at St. Joseph High School. They are the host for the event, and we're always looking for volunteers. And I think, as Kim said earlier, once you volunteer, you're not out. You're never getting out. So there's so much that we want to get to, Ray, but I think one of the things that we want to highlight is the opportunity that's available for all of these students being a part of FIRST to maybe see something that could spark their interest for a career or a path down the road, or maybe tell them that the path they were thinking isn't the correct path. But we wanted to find out what the students are looking at, you know, if they're looking at careers, colleges, and what they're thinking. So, Tony, we're going to start. He's the old man in the room, so we got to start with you.
Great. Well, I'm currently accepted to Michigan State and Michigan Tech, and I plan on going into computer science, maybe something else. I'm not too sure at the moment, but I definitely want to go into something relating to robotics because it's a lot of fun, and I would love to do a job that just does this.
So were you, wouldn't we all? So were you thinking along computer science as a path and Michigan Tech and Michigan State prior to getting involved with robotics?
Actually, before robotics, I wasn't really thinking too much about career. I was actually a lot into drawing, actually.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe somewhere along the lines of an artist of some sort. I was even thinking manga artist, but that changed a lot over the past few years. I then started thinking maybe going into forensics, but then it's finally settled down into this area of robotics.
So what Mom just heard is a stable career that you're not going to be in the basement.
Exactly.
Two arms raised from Mom. Let's go around the room then. Bailey?
Well, college is still far away from me, so I haven't really thought about it. But I know my stepdad, he's an engineer, so I've seen what they do, and I've considered it. I haven't really set my mind on what I want to do. And whenever I tour colleges and I show interest in the engineering, they always come out to me because I'm like the only girl in the group. They're like, there's room for you. I'm just like, okay.
So you're being accepted. That's good.
Yeah.
You will see, I can't wait. I want to talk to you. I want to make sure I talk to you next week at St. Joe. Once you take a look at the number of females that are at the competition. And I'm going to tell you right now, sorry guys in the room, the females on the teams are most of the time the leaders. When the females say to get something done, it gets done. We'll go Alexis.
Well, going into robotics, I wasn't really sure and what career I wanted to go into, but realizing what I could go off of through robotics, I want to go into either aerospace engineer or a robotics engineer, either at Michigan Tech or Lawrence Tech.
Very good. And then, Maddie, you have the microphone in front of you. We'll go quick to you because we're running short on time. And then Josh. So what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking about going into teaching, probably teaching music because that is one of my main passions. And being on the marketing team, I've learned all these talking skills and just a lot of that. So that could really help me out.
Okay. And then Josh?
Well, after being with computers for a little bit, I feel like I want to do something with computers and criminal justice system a little bit, maybe cybersecurity or something along the lines of that.
Excellent. Excellent. And then, so has your path changed from when you started even a year ago?
Yeah. When I started, I wanted to be a nurse, and then I realized I actually like computers a lot better.
You don't have to worry about drawing blood or anything like that?
Right.
Okay. Excellent. How are we doing?
Well, it's kind of like, I guess, I mean, you're talking about not having to draw blood, but sometimes it's like pulling teeth, though, to get something done, to make things work, right? And sometimes you maybe clench your fists so hard that you maybe draw some blood possibly doing that as well. Yeah, so any final comments?
Well, I want to thank both the South Haven team and the New Buffalo team. It was an email last Thursday that said, hey, we'd love to have you guys as the first time on the show. Rob scrambled and was sending me emails Saturday and Sunday to make sure that we could have one here. So we appreciate you guys kind of juggling your schedule around. Really hope you enjoy the time. Look forward to seeing you guys at the competition. And we look forward to seeing everybody on the radio next Tuesday.
How are you going to see everybody, Tim? So grab that microphone, pull that one over. So, but anyway, this is Robotics Roundtable. So we'll be back next Tuesday night, and then we'll do a special show next week from Thursday from the St. Joe competition. That'll be from 7 until 8 that night, though, as we get ready for the competition in St. Joe. 6:58 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Tim, as always, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ray.
Yeah, you bet. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. These are the businesses that support you and support robotics here in our part of the state here in Southwest Michigan. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday night from 6 till 7 with Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.